The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From right next to Juan and right next to Doyle, making me some kind of manwich, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle.
Airtight.
I wouldn't eat that manwich. Coughs are so loud.
What?
Your coughs are so loud. What did Taylor say? You blow my nose like a monster?
Yeah, I honk. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 156 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
Today we Today we're going to be talking about this session's pop culture classic, Children of Men, which is a really great science fiction movie. I assumed that Juan had looked it up, and then I looked at his computer his email.
No,
I can't. It's a really amazing science fiction movie starring Gerard Butler, right?
That's no. right. Nope, not Gerard Butler.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know. It's not Gerard Butler, though. Clive Owen?
Clive Owen.
Yeah, I was like...
I get them confused for some reason.
You threw me off super hard when you said that.
You want me to read the...
Yeah, let's do the synopsis.
It's huge. Children of Men is a 2006 dystopian action thriller film directed and co-written by Alfonso Cuarón. The screenplay, based on P.D. James's 1992 novel The Children of Men, was credited to five writers, with Clive Owen making uncredited contributions. The film takes place in 2027, when two decades of human infertility have left society on the brink of collapse. That's how long he's been infertile.
2 decades.
Illegal immigrants seek sanctuary in the United Kingdom, where the last functioning government imposes oppressive immigration laws on refugees. Owen plays civil servant Theo Farron. Who must help a refugee escape the chaos. Children of Men also stars Julianne Moore, Michael Caine, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Pam Ferris, and Charlie Hunnam.
I didn't know Charlie Hunnam was in
it. Hunnam.
Stop.
Hunnam.
So, I ran out of time to watch this. I was going to try to watch it this morning. So I didn't catch it. I saw this movie probably 2 years ago was the last time I saw this. I freaking love this movie. It's
very high on my list of films.
It is intense. It is very, action-packed.
Awesome.
I love the idea behind it. Like, this idea that, like, humanity is fertile and they're trying to save, like, the first...
Infertile, sorry.
They're trying to save...
There's children everywhere!
They're trying to save this first woman that had a baby for a very long time. You know, it's a really cool idea, and as far as like science fiction films go, I like that they don't go too intense into the like fictiony side and stay a little closer to like home. Like 2027 is only 7 years away, and it doesn't feel like when I saw this a couple years ago, it doesn't feel like the time period that this movie is taking place in is that far away.
No, definitely not.
It's definitely near future dystopian stuff.
Wow. It's sad that you feel so little of our society.
It didn't Blade Runner.
Yeah, it doesn't Blade Runner. Yeah, I think very little of our society. Juan, I am what's called a misanthrope.
I think we're very far from what I was seeing.
Are you kidding?
It's just people getting shot out in the street by military.
That was basically a concentration camp. Less than a year, we're talking about building a fucking wall, dude.
Yeah, but that's far from shooting people in your own country.
No, those are refugees in their country in a concentration like camp.
I feel like they were not killing refugees. I mean, they were killing refugees, but I feel like they were just killing everybody. Like, anybody who was in the way, they were fucking killing
you. The only time that happened was in the refugee camp.
Fucking blasting your own buildings and shit?
That was in the refugee camp. It didn't happen anywhere else.
It's crazy.
So, legitimately, like, watching what's happening in Hong Kong, like, right now, and I know we probably are going to get a little too political in these next episodes. No, I mean, for some people, it annoys. But, like, watching what's happening in Hong Kong right now is not that different from the shit that's happening for different reasons.
What I'm talking about, I'm talking about here in the United States.
Well,
not just on Earth.
Dude, we have cops just like going ham on people constantly.
We do. We do. We don't have
kids.
We don't have a ton. We do have more, I think, because we see it rapidly.
Right.
But I don't think that you have near the amount of cop killings per se. I don't think. I think you have a lot of gun murders, a lot of people murdering each other.
I think our country is very, you know, can be very violent.
I agree.
And I think
I think those are citizens on citizens. And
I think the notion, like the notions of like xenophobia and people like just hating immigrants because they're immigrants is very prevalent.
We were
right
one step. We were one step away from doing this to Muslim people after 9/11.
I agree.
And that step is like an actual society of morals. But if you take something like the entire population of the planet not being able to have children anymore, I think that's the final step you get. When because what else would life be about besides just getting as much as you can and being all about yourself? You know what I mean?
Right.
There'd be nothing else because you have no children.
There's no legacy. Yeah.
Unless you do have children.
Yeah. But I mean, even then, it's like you're not gonna have grandchildren. Like the end is coming. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
So at that point, you have one crazy thing happen, and it's like, why not?
Fuck these people. I think the violence we see now here.
Yeah.
In the United States, not in like North Korea or China or something like that, is more prevalent amongst our own citizens. It's not amongst. I mean, it is. There are. It happens. I'm just saying the more violence comes from us as citizens attacking other citizens.
So I think part of what's missing from this equation when it comes to this movie specifically is that it doesn't take place in the United States.
Right.
It takes place in Great Britain, which has an even more intense like anti-immigration movement because it's such a small country and it's in
We're also almost 20 years into this dystopian life too. Like you don't at that point we don't know everything that's happened.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like I think that I don't think we're like on the doorstep of being like this.
That's kind of what you sounded like.
But I think that give it 10 years and like the wrong situations and things unfolding in the wrong way and nobody trying to put the brakes on it.
I feel like that could happen at any point.
I think we could get there a lot quicker than 10 years right now.
Yeah, I think it could be like the next. If things snowballed downhill, you could see it in the next president.
Absolutely.
Like as far as like camping up people. And then you don't even know. And at that point, you don't know what they're doing to people. Once they're segregated behind walls.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that.
Just like the camps that are on the borders now. Like we don't know what's happening in them. And even when like sitting like representatives from those parts of the country attempt to go see what's happening inside of them, they say, well, this prison camp is run by a private company, so we don't have to let you in. And that's like insane. There's like there's no oversight. There's no way to say these people are being abused and these people aren't. Like
I'm just laughing.
It's kind of nuts. It is kind of disconcerting to hear a child laughing while we talk about like the end of the
world. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that our government is en masse killing people were in the fucking movie.
No.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that I don't think is happening. I'm not conspiracy theorist thinking that people are getting rounded up into FEMA camps and turned into soap or anything like that.
I do feel like they're treated like garbage.
Absolutely.
For sure, 100%.
And just because they're from somewhere else. I mean, you have to be.
Fuck, just because they're from here and look different.
You have to be from the right somewhere else to not get treated like shit.
You can be, like I said, you can be from here even.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it's crazy. Like, movies like this, I think, make for interesting conversation because you can see, like, how quickly we could go that direction. But this is definitely, like, an extreme version of that. Like, imagine 20 years of infertility, like, what that would do to people.
This is an in-between extreme. This isn't even, like, an extreme.
Yeah.
Like, you can go from World War I Japan to, like, World War II Japan, right? Not that long of a period of time from them being a ally and a, like, decent citizenship as far as, like, they weren't considered a superpower to by the time we get to World War II, not a long time forward, and they're fucking creating some of the most atrocious war crimes ever against people. Like, it doesn't take long for societies to fall the fuck apart.
It doesn't.
Same thing with Hitler. Like, I mean, like, this is nowhere near Nazism, at the peak of Hitler's power, even in this movie. And that shit happened how quickly?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's true. Like, societies can devolve incredibly quickly.
I mean, I feel like some of those societies were already devolved, and there was a void of somebody to take that power and shape it however the fuck they want to. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Honestly, Japan wasn't between World War I and World War II.
Well, they had an emperor, and
they were pissed off at us.
Yeah, the emperor basically, as soon as the emperor's tone changes on how he feels he should interact with the world, the whole country changes with him because he's divine. You know, you have that same problem in like Balkanized Europe too, where you have like 10 divine kings that are all fighting against each other, right. And their like group of people are like, nope, King of France, he's, you know, ordained by the Lord.
I'd have to go back and look at it, but I don't actually think the emperor had much to do with it then. I think it had to do with, like, their first democracy being, like, corrupt, falling apart, and the military taking over.
Right.
And the emperor was kind of in the background, but...
I feel like a lot of... And of course, I've been to a lot of these places, but I've never lived in a lot of these places. So I can only speak of the United States, but I feel like a lot of shit would have to go pretty fucking sideways for this society to fall so quickly.
I really don't think so. I think if that wall passed, I think you would be seeing some of what you see in that movie already, and we wouldn't even know about it. Because it's like, America's fucking huge. Like, Texas is way different than Colorado.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you take, like, Texas or any of those border towns, you actually have a wall there, which means you're going to have camp-like structures along the wall where you catch people, put them in before you send them away. I think there'll be people getting murked all the time. Like, you already have people just going out in their dune buggies and shooting people crossing the border illegally because they think it's the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
But those are citizens.
Against non-citizens.
Against non-citizens.
Right, right. But I'm talking about the government.
That's what I'm saying. The government was trying to push an agenda, right? Or Trump was trying to push an agenda. Once you push that first agenda, it typically snowballs, I feel like.
Once for enough, the government to be killing? I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. That's
think,
all. Yes.
Think about the camps that are along the borders right now. Some of them are run by private corporations.
Yes.
But some of them are run just straight up by Department of Homeland Security. Correct. Those are being like funded by the government, run by government employees, and they are like literally just having kids sleep on floors with like those stupid foil things.
Right.
And they don't give a shit if they're sick. They don't give a shit if they die. They don't give a shit about anything. And that's just pure neglect. You also give them the right to like demonize those people or to say, hey, if he's got like a tattoo, he's MS-13, do whatever you want to him. And that goes like that. Like you can see there's tons of the Stanford prison experiment is like a perfect example of this.
Yeah,
as soon as you put like a group of people in charge and say, do whatever you want, they immediately devolve into abuse.
Yeah, people are fucked up.
Like,
no, and I agree with that. What I felt like when I watched this movie was that it was the government as a whole, not just outskirts or splinters or whatever.
Yes.
It felt like the whole government had turned on fucking everybody who it felt to me, it felt like everybody, but mostly these refugee people. And I don't just looking at our government now where there's just so many people. I mean, unless you killed the people like Bernie Sanders or these other people who are totally against fighting for these people who have rights. You know what I mean? I just don't see the whole government complicitly turning a blind eye.
But it's not that hard to make that happen. And you see that happen in other countries where there's like the faction that's saying this is wrong and the faction that's in power that's trying to like instigate those sort of things just does that. Like assassinates, imprisons, throws in jail, and all of a sudden like the party that's in power becomes the only party.
Like I said, I think it really takes like a law to go through. Like Trump was that fucking close to getting his wall, which shocked me, but I didn't think he was going to be elected either. But people were all about it. And if people are all about it, then what's to stop the government from doing that? People, like, just because of Bernie Sanders, that doesn't matter, though. Like, once the law is passed, like, it's the law. It's the law now. Like, Bernie Sanders can fight it until the next time we go. But during that whole period of time, you don't think soldiers are going to start, like, boot stomping people?
I don't think they're going to straight fucking kill people.
But
I don't disagree. Think so.
But if they've,
I
but if they've been given
that.
Permission to do it or they've been ordered to do it, they will. Because that's their job.
I know people in the military. I have family in the military,
We've seen that in the past. In Vietnam, they were ordered to kill villages of people, and they just wholesale.
In a different country.
Yes, but you have to watch her very carefully.
Again, all it takes is demonizing that group of people.
Sure, but I'm talking about here. Here.
Right. And that happens. They demonize South America.
They do, and they treat people like shit. And I agree with that.
They treat them like shit. It's one small step to say, if you see that person coming over the wall, execute.
I feel like that's a big step, not a small step.
I think history just disagrees with you a million times. Like, even in this country, like, how quickly we demonize the Japanese after Pearl Harbor.
But I'm not talking about just demonizing people. I get that. We've rounded up Japanese people and put them into concentration camps. I get that.
You don't think people were getting murked in there?
I don't know.
They were. Like, people were being murdered in there. There was no law. There was no... They were
literally... I only know what I know, and I'm not so... I don't have a big enough ego to say, yeah, for sure these things are happening. I don't know.
I don't think it was to the degree like we saw in children.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Because obviously it's a very different situation, because it's like several steps down the line.
And that's what I'm saying, but there were people on the other side of the aisle saying, hey, that shit's wrong.
Like, there were people in Children of Men saying that, too. They even say it in the movie. There are plenty of people in the country who disagree with the government. There are... What do they call it?
But in the government or just
people? Just people.
That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
If your neighbor disagrees, then there's probably somebody in the government that disagrees as well. They're just people. Some have authority, some don't.
That's why I find it harder here, less so than in a North Korea or something where one dude pretty much controls everything.
Right.
I find that way easier.
But we have a history. Like, our country has a history of saying, like, a really good example is when we, like, invaded Mexico in the 1800s, of just saying, you know what, we want that thing, and, like, we don't think you deserve it, and so we're going to tell this whole group of people that are American soldiers that Mexicans are evil, and that we need to take Texas, and we need to do whatever, and they are given, like, carte blanche to, like, go kill Mexicans, and the people that were told those people are evil went and did it. And that was it wasn't our borders at that moment, but it ended up being
But you're also talking about 200 years ago. You know what I mean? That's a long time to me.
I don't think that much has changed.
I disagree.
There's still dudes flying Confederate flags that'll tell you the South will rise again.
I agree, but the citizens of the country are going to believe whatever the fuck they want to believe.
But
and there's going to be groups.
I don't see how our military isn't just made up of citizens. Like,
exactly.
Because they're following orders too. They're not.
And the government
you don't think some of those people giving orders are assholes your neighbors are assholes?
But what I felt from this movie was a wholesale full government just saying you're killing everybody that we don't agree with. And
I don't even know where you get that from this movie. Because in this movie, the only time that happens is in that building. And in that building, every motherfucker in that building is also shooting at the military
with
automatic weapons. So for all we know, they went there to be like, hey, can you guys keep it down? And the motherfucker shot somebody and it escalated.
That's a fair point.
There was no other mass killings anywhere in the movie.
And stuff like that has happened in the near past. Just think of what happened in Waco. There was a bunch of people amassing a bunch of guns, American citizens. The ATF went to say, what are you doing? They got shot at by the people that were there. And next thing you know, 60-day standoff, and then the building gets burned down because they drove at it and shot at it with a tank. Like, American government, under the volition of, like, the Attorney General and the FBI, were told to attack a compound full of American citizens.
That's what cracks me up about people who are still, like, we gotta arm ourselves against the government.
You're not beating a tank or a fucking jet, asshole. A drone is gonna kill you. I mean, it's just the
government decides to get up and you're not defending yourself against shit.
I remember the standoff. I'd have to look back. I don't remember. I thought it ended not peacefully because somebody got shot and killed at the end.
Everyone inside died.
Yeah, it ends terribly. Waco did not end well.
Oh, in Waco. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how many kids were there.
The other one with the fucking idiots.
I think it did. Those guys got away.
Yeah, they didn't get away. They got arrested.
Yeah.
They went to trial. But one of them died at the very end in the end standoff.
I think that guy ended up getting shot, but he was like running at the cops brandishing a gun.
That's what I thought you said.
Same with Ruby Ridge, who were also like white separatists. Like, you know, a guy living in the mountains, just his family, too many weapons, ATF showed up and, like, killed his family. Like,
killing 76 people inside.
Yeah. Waco was nuts. Yeah, those guys, the rancher guys that went to that stupid wildlife refuge, and everybody started sending them, like, buckets of lube and, like, dick candies and stuff.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, those guys got away. They actually got off scot-free. Yeah. They didn't even
ship themselves out in buckets of lube.
Yeah.
Escape.
I don't see it. To me, everywhere you went, it seemed like people weren't getting killed, but they were getting rounded up. And I felt like it was just everybody. Like, it was almost indiscriminate. If you didn't know if they didn't know you were, you weren't a refugee. You were just getting, you had the little, some kind of card, I think they showed, and then he capped those two cops. But I feel like they were just being indiscriminate as much as possible.
And part of that might just be wrong place, wrong time.
Well, I think he capped the two cops because if she gets caught pregnant, they're going
to
take her.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. But I mean, they were trying to prove, to get the cops to stand down, they were trying to prove that they were.
Well, can you imagine the scene that the cops drove up on, too?
No, I agree.
The windshield's
I agree.
Blown out.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Moore's fucking dead. Like,
what I'm saying is, I don't know that I agree with it, but if I'm a cop and you're fucking shooting at me, I'm probably going to try and not die, and that might entail me killing you. You know what I mean? I can see that. If there's 20 dudes shooting at me from a building, I might blow up the building, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, that's different. The theme I got from the movie was, if they didn't know, they rounded you up. You know what I mean?
Also, you have to think the leader of the main terrorist organization in their country is also in that building.
Right.
What would we do in that situation?
Right.
And we'd drone that shit down with American citizens in it. I guarantee we would.
Not to be weird, but if you get pulled over without a driver's license, they just arrest you now. Like,
no, that's not true.
Yeah.
I got pulled over recently without.
In Eaton, though. Oh. I was like,
that's not true.
If you don't have your ID on you, you can be arrested for traveling without your ID. Mm-hmm. And that includes, like, on foot now. Like, you have
to. I don't think so.
It does.
In Colorado, the law stipulates that you only have to show an ID.
I don't know that it's legal. It's happened to a bunch of people. But
The law says you only have to ID if you've been, if you have reasonable suspicion that you've committed a crime or about to commit a crime.
Those are laws that need to be changed in our country.
But I know that because I've watched a shit ton of First Amendment rights videos not too long ago.
Honestly, those laws even need to be changed.
Stop and ID state, but there has to be a reason for them to ID you. They can't just ID you for walking down the street.
They can just make anything up, though, which I fucking
hate. Of course. And these dudes fight it. They go get cameras. They go get – they do FOIA requests. They do all that shit.
I feel like those guys are assholes, too, though.
A lot of them are. I agree with you.
Like, to me, if I was a cop, and I would just be like, why are you wasting your time?
They do it off of principle. That's why they do it.
Off the principle of, like, I wasn't fucking with you. You were an asshole, asked me to come to you, and then you started fucking with me.
No, a lot of people don't. They, like, a lot of the, at least the ones I watch, a lot of the First Amendment guys I watch, they just go up.
Yeah, but so, imagine, you gotta imagine percentages. Like, when Jay Leno or whoever, The Tonight Show.
I've read a million articles wrong. Stop and identify. You just have to identify who you are.
Yes.
You have to give them a first
name. But people have been arrested for it, and they shouldn't have been.
But even in Colorado, the stop and identify statute says you don't unless you're committing a crime or about to commit a crime.
Right.
They can't just be like, hey, who are you?
Well,
they can ask, but you don't legally
about
have
to commit a crime.
Yeah.
Well, since I was about to rob this Taco John's, I will tell you.
But you don't legally,
lucky son of a bitch.
You don't legally have to show them your ID.
I love that they're robbing a Taco John's. Like, what the fuck robs a Taco John's?
Who goes to Taco John's?
That was the one place.
Potatoes Olay, man.
Gross.
That was the one place that I got stopped because I thought I robbed it.
Oh.
When I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no, you're wrong. I know this one.
I feel like it's percentages, though. Like, you see those shows where they go out and make everyone on the street look stupid. you know, asking like basic questions.
What are we talking about? Like journalists? Yeah.
No, like on Tonight Show, or whatever. For funny segments, right? They filmed for like a fucking 3 days, like doing that. You know what I mean? And they got 20 people who look like total jackasses. They probably got like 100 people who look like kind of jackasses.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and then probably a bunch of people who know what they're at least somewhat, where they're not funny, right?
Right.
How many hours of footage do these motherfuckers have fucking with cops that didn't do this shit?
Oh, a lot. A shit ton.
Like, that's what I want to see.
But even they even say that. They even say, again, I can only speak for
To me, that just doesn't prove. To me, like, I'm just like, yes, if you fuck with any group of people, you will find the assholes eventually. Unfortunately, these assholes can shoot you and arrest you.
But by the same token,
if you're listening to this show, you found the assholes of this group.
By that same token, when they get cops who do come to them and don't harass them or don't do anything, they generally are like, call in, you know, because this guy did a good job. He knew his rights. He didn't harass.
But they don't
genuinely
put up a bunch of those videos, though.
I highly doubt it. I agree with you.
I know because
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you.
I know because I've gone down the rabbit hole myself.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But
yeah,
I'm just
he saw every day. I was watching hours of
Now
I watch Irish people trash
shit. To me, it's just like, honestly, I feel like you could do this exact same thing at garden stores, and you would have the same percentage of like garden employees beating your ass for being stupid. Like.
It's a fucking ficus.
Yeah, I just walked in with an AK-47. I could legally have this. Like, yeah, but I might hit you with a shovel. Like, if I think you're getting twitchy.
Your ass is going to go to jail.
Well, what? Not on private property.
Oh, I guarantee you, if you walk in with an AK-47, sir, and even though you're legally allowed to have it, and I hit you with a shovel.
I've seen people go to jail.
Cop shows up, and I'm like, the motherfucker had the gun and pointed it at me, and I hit him with a shovel.
Oh, I mean, if he pointed it at you, that's a different thing.
But it's hearsay. A lot of it's hearsay.
Cameras. There's fucking
those guys
everywhere.
Do, but I'm saying in the everyday life,
Ace Hardware,
everyday world,
there's probably 17,000 cameras.
But how can you prove that I didn't think you were pointing it at me?
I just feel like
the cops
you just
do that
see
all
it.
The time.
Yeah, the cops do that shit every day.
The cops are like, I felt like he was reaching for his pocket.
I feel like
he smiled at me.
I feel like we as a society
look like
give cops that
22
leeway,
white guns.
Which sometimes is fucking crazy, but.
I just argued that same shit in court. I felt threatened. I felt like he turned around. He's going to point his gun at me. Like, he made the motion to start. I preemptively shoveled him in the face.
Then it's just a matter of what the camera saw and who agrees with you.
That doesn't matter.
It does
we have
matter.
Camera footage 100%. Of cops mowing people down and then getting off on it.
Yeah.
Most of those people get fired.
No, they don't.
A lot
most
of them
of
do.
The,
no, they get administrative leave and then they come back after the
most cops are not fired after a shooting incident. You Google that shit. They're not. Google it.
No.
I've looked.
It was going dead.
Yeah, he's
most do not.
I don't know.
Most of the time, there's literally a press release saying it's too hard to know what the officer felt in that moment. And I agree. The officer might have felt like they were threatened even if they weren't.
I
can agree with that.
I think every cop goes into administrative leave at any shooting.
I think that's true, just to
investigate it. But I think a lot of the ones that you see in public, like a lot of the ones that get publicized, really, like, oh my god, he was on his knees with his fucking, wasn't doing anything, and they just killed him.
Dude, that guy,
most of
who's
the time,
really
those,
famous case that they he was selling
they
loose cigarettes and they choked
fired.
Him to death?
I don't know.
All I can think of is the wrong name.
I'm pretty sure none of those cops got fired, and there's straight video of them illegally choking him to death on the sidewalk for selling cigarettes.
Eric Gardner.
I can't breathe guy.
Yeah, it's Eric Gardner.
And granted, I don't know what it means to be a cop. Like I said, probably a lot of cops, even the cops who do shoot people and we think they did it ridiculous reasons, probably still did feel threatened. But it's still just crazy shit to me.
The cop got fired for that.
Did he? The one who choked him out, did he get fired? There's like three cops there all just fucking this dude up in that video, though. Like more than one cop should have been fired for that shit.
I'm telling you, a lot of the times in these big publicized ones, they get fired. They might not go
to jail. No, I said in most cases where someone shot. I'm not saying the ones that are spread across the country for everyone to see. They probably do get fired, but that's one in how many cases?
No, I agree with you. A lot of the time, it is true, though, a lot of the times, because like I said, I think if you're involved in a shooting, you go on leave.
But even like I said, even this case, every cop in that video should have been fired.
I didn't, and I don't know anything about it.
So. You can go watch the video. The cop is laying on his back, fucking full mouth, choking this guy out, and he's like, I can't breathe.
I agree
fucking choked him to death.
I agree. Any fucking cop that shows any kind of weird inkling that he's corrupt in any way or fucking weird should get fired.
I think a cop should have beyond approach for stopping another cop if he sees him do something, even slightly. I don't care if you're my partner and a cop. If you're choking a guy out who's not resisting you and he's saying he can't breathe, I'm going to fucking billy club you in the back of the head.
I agree.
Get the fuck off that guy.
The problem is that he won't be the, like, he'd have to leave because most of the other cops would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that shit shouldn't be tolerated.
Yeah, I agree with, I 100% agree with that.
There should be administration up in that place going, are you giving him shit for fucking that cop up? You're fired.
I agree.
Like, until you get rid of all the ones.
100% agree with that.
We pay these people money. I mean, probably not enough.
It's crazy because they literally, and we're not cop disparaging. You know, let's put that out there.
To a degree.
Just in general, though. I mean, but it is weird because it's one of the few employments in the country where you don't really pay taxes. I mean, your taxes come from my taxes and my shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's weird because your salary is based off of us. And then you pay that into something else, and that comes from me.
I think law enforcement should be private by county. I do not think it should be government run. I think we should have the right to fire people based on what we think that guard this neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like
I thought that was the table.
Yeah. Like yourself and your neighbor should have the authority to fire a cop who guards your neighborhood day to day, I think. I have no idea why you can't. Like, why is this government run? Makes no sense to me. You can still take it out of people's taxes locally, just do it county-based and privately. And that motherfucker's held accountable.
There's a book called Anarchy, Utopia in the State that talks a lot about how anarchist collectives to protect themselves would have to do almost that exact same thing, where you would have to pay like a security service to police things. But then what happens if the security service gets too much power? Like, how do you fire them if they have all the means to...
Yeah, it's a tricky line.
It's a really interesting...
You face exactly the same problem we have now where the police have too much power and most of it gets unchecked.
Yeah, there's not really a good way to do it.
I don't know if the right answer is giving a portion of the population weapons and saying you can use them on people's right at all.
I don't think so.
I mean...
I have a gun in this house, but I don't have the need to go out and buy an AK-47 or something fucking crazy. Like, I just don't get it. Like, that just does, even if I were a hunter, you know, I know a shit ton of hunters because of where I grew up. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it.
I don't care about the type of gun. Well, I just think it's weird.
What I do, I am not stopping the military and the government from coming into my home.
All I know is never. That I want to shoot a bazooka once in my life.
Well, that for funsies, though, yeah. To shoot it at something
we should
cool
probably
like a shed or something.
Should we discuss the movie whatsoever?
Well, we did a little bit, but
we discussed the one scene in the building.
They're infertile.
So let's talk a little bit about...
32 minutes, just ahead.
That's why I brought us talk about it real quick and end it.
Let's talk a little bit about... if we liked it or not, because it inspired good conversation. But the movie itself, what did you think?
Like I've said before, it's one of my favorite movies. I think the cinematography, the soundtrack, the acting, the premise, like everything in the movie is like a big win to me.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of Saving Private Ryan in some points.
Yeah, a lot of the action scenes have that feel.
A lot of the
military
scenes.
I just love the no cuts. Like there's tons of scenes, especially the scene where they're bringing her out with her child. It's just one continuous cut with like the perfect sound playing.
Oh yeah,
like,
well, all the military.
Yeah, there's no cuts in this. It's just a walkthrough. Everyone's acting is amazing. The soundtrack's perfect. The movie is like beautiful in certain spots.
It is
like straight up like with the
it's
everything
like a,
they've
it's
chosen.
It's like a stunningly made movie for sure.
Like,
I for one love this movie. Like I said, I haven't seen it for a while, but I do try to watch it like every couple of years just because I really like.
I'd never heard of it. Never heard of it.
It is based on a book as well.
I'm glad that you got to see it.
I really liked it. It's hard for I can imagine it and all that kind of stuff. You know, I like it. I don't think that we're that close. But you know, obviously our opinions differ. But I enjoyed the hell. What I don't like, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about the last pop culture is like, where's the dude that impregnated her? Was it the main black guy? Like, was it?
No, she says in the Barney, but she doesn't know who it is.
Oh, okay, I missed that then.
Shoot.
And you figure if people are infertile, like, people would just start having sex.
Right,
crazy.
I guess that makes sense.
Like, because you just don't know. And what's crazy is if he is fertile, Like, is it the women that are infertile,
right? Or and,
is
it and that's why guys that that's are why infertile? I was that's like, why I would be like
very important yeah, to know who
exactly.
he is.
I like, agree. That's why I was like, well, fuck, who is the other yeah, guy?
That's
but they don't
touch. Shitty ending.
I don't think I've ever thought about that fact right there.
I did think about that last night when
it
I watched
it. It takes two to tango, guys.
But then I'm like, well, what does the Human Project joke. Really do? Like, who are they? Like,
they're probably just a bunch of scientists.
I wanted to know more about them too.
It ended up
being more about the journey, which I thought was pretty cool.
I definitely so I knew that this was based on a book, and I've never read it. And I think
I haven't. Either,
I think actually. I want to read this book because I wonder if a lot of the questions that you have.
I own this book, but I've never read book, it.
You know what I'm saying? So
it was kind of funny. When people die, sometimes it makes me the way they die in movies. It makes me laugh.
That like, happens to me literally
was,
all the time.
He was good. Good. We're rowing. We're getting the fuck out of here, and then just all of a sudden. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? You couldn't last another 10 minutes? I don't know. It's just
gut
weird.
Wounds, man.
She's all, fuck, I'm bleeding everywhere. Oh, no, that's me.
The fascist tour. He was dying the whole time. He just manned up until the end.
I loved the fact that the people who stuck by her, like, really? Like, stuck by her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the dude did every... Didn't know who this fucking women were and why his ex... wife or girlfriend had kind of contacted him. Then when he knew, yeah. It was like, all right, we got to make it happen. Like, we have to do this. The other girl fucking got thrown off of a bus and possibly killed.
Yeah, they made it seem like
her.
She was getting murked.
Yeah, like it's crazy the amount of dedication you have once you know, like, that might be the way that saves our humanity. You know what I mean? That's fucking crazy.
The stakes in this movie are unbelievably high because... Nobody's had a child in 20 years,
right.
And there's the first pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I
love the, he lived to 18 years and 20 days and 4 hours and eight minutes. I was like, fuck, Jesus.
Baby Diego.
I liked it. I enjoyed the movie.
I loved his father. I think it's his father-in-law in the movie. I'm not sure.
His character was amazing. I didn't know if it was his father-in-law or just some random dude he
knew. I'm pretty sure it is. I think it's his wife's
dad.
The dad?
Or no, I don't know. I have no idea who it is,
actually. Watching them get shot, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, although he went down like a champion.
He's like, don't touch me.
Obviously, your thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, for sure.
This is like in the category of movies that I don't know what movie I think is better than this. Not that I'm saying there aren't movies that are as good. But I just don't know how. Like,
it's
put.
Like it's one of 10 top ones.
Yeah, for sure.
I enjoyed it.
In my opinion.
Well, sounds like all three of us recommend Children of Men. And of course, it inspired like a halfway's really rad discussion that was less arguing than our discussions normally are, which I really liked.
I don't think we argue.
Sometimes we bicker, I think, is a better way of saying it. But yeah, we all really liked it. Let us know your thoughts on Children of Men. Next episode, you'll hear us talking about just our favorite dystopian fiction, for lack of a better term. Comics, movies, books. I don't know who's bringing what to the table this time. But we had planned to do this in two segments. But since Tim wasn't going to be here, we're just going to do
Tim.
It as one.
Yeah. Fucking Tim.
Yeah, past that.
Fuck
check
you,
us out.
Tim.
Find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Twitter, Instagram, at @outsidelongbox. On Twitch at twitch.tv/outsidelongbox, YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube.
Outside the long box.
The URL's super tiny.
They are. It is a super tiny URL. Find us all on all the different things. Let us know what you think. We will be talking to you all very soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.